To Love Like Breath by Chamomile Peach, read by X-Men Hater. Fandom, the Untamed. Summary. In the light of dawn, Jiang Yanli breathes. There is a notch on her thumb, half a centimeter down from the tip, dividing the space between the start of her thumb and her first knuckle into two. It's an ugly thing. The skin around it is calloused, old, a valley. The wicked sharp blade of her knife fits into it perfectly. After all, it was her knife that caused the notch in the first place, years ago when she first started cooking. A carrot slipped off the board. Her knife came crashing down, a guillotine. It never healed properly. Wen Qing had asked about it on their first date, looked at her hands wrapped around a warm mug of hot chocolate, said, "There's a cut on your finger." Jiang Yanli had nodded, said, "I know." Picked up the chocolate cake pop that she ordered, bit into it. Wen Qing stared at her, dumbfounded, and Jiang Yanli suddenly remembered that on her Bumble profile she had written general surgeon as her occupation. "How old is it?" Wen Qing asked. "Did you let it heal?" Mian Mian, one night, drunk, brought her hand to her lips and kissed it, said, "You were too mean to yourself. Let it heal." Jiang Yanli skims the foam from the blanching spare ribs, flicks her wrist to let it fly into the sink with a decisive plop. The ribs are drained, washed, placed back into the pot. She pads to the fridge, hyper-aware of her socked feet against the hard wood, hoping that she doesn't wake Mian Mian and Wen Qing sleeping in the room next door. Gently, she opens the middle drawer, retrieves the ginger, winces when her fingers knock against the paper-wrapped lemongrass next to it, causing a loud, jarring crinkle. The ginger is washed, peeled, julienned. She pulls out a jar of dried goji berries from the pantry, counts out 18. When she tosses them in the pot, they make a quiet splash. The goji berries are a new addition, but they taste good, and that's what counts in the end. She sets about slicing the lotus root, 2 centimeters thick each. The thud of her knife against the cutting board keeps a metronome against her pulse. She breathes, inhaling, exhaling. She has never had the patience for meditation, but cooking is her penance. Her knife gleams in the dawn light that streams in through the lace-curtained windows, wicked sharp. She sharpens it every 3 months, scrapes it against the whetstone until it cuts through paper with ease. The trick for this soup is to make it early so it absorbs all of the flavors, holds them tight until you're ready to eat it. She makes it in the mornings when Wen Qing has a rare free weekend because it's her favorite. Mian Mian's is Biang Biang noodles, freshly made, mouth-numbingly spicy from the 2 heaping teaspoons of freshly ground peppercorns and chili flakes. She deposits the lotus root in the pot, deftly pushes the scraps of the peeled skin into the sink to deal with later. The flame is set to high. Once the whole affair comes up to a boil, she brings it down to medium, covers the pot with its heavy, solemn lid. For her breakfast, Mian Mian's as well, Wen Qing's brunch, she makes congee. The rice bubbles away happily, thick, creamy, smooth. As she is slicing scallions, her knife catches against her thumb notch. It happens rarely these days, only when she's really distracted. Her claws chef perfect. She says. A drop of blood wells up. She smears it away and finishes off the white bits of the scallions, sets them aside, checks on the soup. It smells delicious, as normal. A small taste reveals it tastes normal as well, as normal as it should during this part in the cooking process. The sun rises, lazy, a late sleeper on this weekend as well. Yolk gold light paints the kitchen, and Mian Mian wakes, pads out from their bedroom in slow, sleepy steps. "Good morning," she says, voice hoarse. She presses a stray kiss to the nape of Jiang Yanli's neck. "Don't tell me you got up at 4 again. It's the weekend." Jiang Yanli makes a small, disapproving noise. "And let the soup go unmade? I made you breakfast. Do you want me to fry an egg?" "I love you," Mian Mian says. Opens the fridge, roots around for her iced coffee. She cracks the can open and says, leaning against the counter, "I love you." When the gold light fades to a clean, bright white marking the rise of the sun, Wen Qing stumbles out of their bedroom and into Mian Mian's lap, nearly knocking both of them off the couch. Mian Mian squawks. Wen Ting makes a drowsy grumbling sound. Jiang Yanli laughs. Good morning, she says. Spoons out a bowl of congee, swirls chili oil on top. The scallions go next, bright green and red and white. She hands the bowl to Mian Mian, who spoon feeds it to Wen Ting, making cooing noises to get her to open her mouth. Good morning, Wen Ting says after 1 hour, after she is properly awakened. She is still curled around Mian Mian like a shrimp, loose-limbed and relaxed. The breakfast was delicious. Love you. They both say it easily. Mian Mian and Wen Ting, they spill out I love yous like they are breath. They knock the air out of Jiang Yanli's lungs. They, she thinks, as she ferries the warm pot of soup to the table during dinner, the clementine sunset light filling their living room, are the best things to happen to her. She sits down. Mian Mian grabs her hand, notices the red notch, says, Ali, in that voice. Jiang Yanli sticks her tongue out. Wen Ting gives her a sharp look, fetches a band-aid from the cabinet, wraps it around her thumb with loving fingers. It is only after her cut is appropriately bandaged that she is allowed to ladle out bowls for all of them. Jiang Yanli takes a sip, breathes. It tastes like home. The end.